Judge, I'm going into my 11th budget season around here, and I don't think I've not had a year that the Brazos County Sheriff hasn't asked for more money for whatever reason. While there are no penalties, how does this get enforced?
Well, I mean, and that's part of why we wanted to take a look at. I mean, I've mentioned it before. Enforcement is going to be very difficult if we mandate it and then we have the potential fine. So that was just something that we looked at. I don't think the sheriff has the resources to be able to go to lots of businesses to enforce a mandate. My hope, and I think all three of us, and I think we've all said it, we want to, as strongly as possible with this mandate, encourage those businesses and individuals to comply and wear masks where they're necessary. So that's kind of where we're at.
But why do it if there's no consequence?
Well, as somebody mentioned a while ago, some businesses may need this mandate so that they can say, you know, the county, the cities have mandated me to do this, so you're going to have to comply. Whether there's a fine or not, I mean, they don't have to say, well, they can fine me if I don't. I mean, it's really that we mandated it. It's mandated no matter what the consequences are. It's a mandate. So they've got that in their toolbox if that's what it takes to require customers. And my hope is, and we've talked about it, with Operation Restart, there's a good many masks that may be available. I don't know that there'll be enough for every business out there, but we weren't trying to impose, and I know that's the same with all three of us, we're not trying to impose on, you know, the mom and pop businesses a big expense. And so we're trying to make things available and resources available so that they can have some of those masks. And if somebody walks up without one, they could provide it so they can come on in and serve them and do the things that we hope will happen.